Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning and welcome
to
the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show.
Who are you? What are you doing here?
Man in our booth here, in our booth.
Welcome back, Kevin.
We are here on the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show for the last several years here on The Fan. I am Kevin Miller, owner, CEO of TexasHoney.com, and also a professional amateur caddy. That means I do it full time and I don't get paid for it. It's my profession, but I don't get paid.
I thought the definition of profession is that something you got paid to do.
I get paid with insanity. I got to tell you, we're going to talk about this a little bit today. We're going to talk about being a caddy for your child when your child doesn't know how to invoke strategy upon the golf course.
So you're like a mentor caddy.
Well, you know, it's getting to the age now, though, where I have a 12-year-old, and they're going to go from not knowing anything but think they know everything to actually knowing everything and letting you know they know everything. So
when they kind of know something.
Yeah. So anyway, I've been on that tour going crazy for the last several weeks. Well, meanwhile, back in the DFW, there has been all kinds of things going on in the mortgage world. Just a month ago, we hit all-time lows for mortgage rates. And then, just like that, mortgage rates went up nearly 0.5%. And you know what? Just like that, they're working their way back down. They're almost back down to their all-time lows where they were a month ago again.
Crazy.
They've been moving quickly because there's been all kinds of stuff going on. People don't know what's going on in the world right now. There's two poles in this world. There's hate and there's love and there's nothing in between. So people love themselves and they hate everybody else and vice versa. And they hate themselves and love everyone else. And it's a very strange world we're in. And it's causing movements in the mortgage rates. But you know what? They've moved back down to near their all-time lows again. And you can call today about whether it's time for you to refinance. There's a lot of things going on this time of year. There are going to be Halloween costumes here at the end of the month. There are going to be turkeys getting slaughtered at the end of next month.
The eating season begins.
There's going to be sugar plums dancing in people's heads in about 2 months. And you need to get ready for tax season, which is now, because taxes are due when you close in a home loan now at this time of year. So we want to help you get the lowest rate possible. We have some of the lowest refinance rates in the state of Texas. We've lowered our rates again. You have some opportunities on these refinances to get some of the lowest rates in the state of Texas. Make sure you call us at our office, 972-387-4600. And then Tress, who wants friends, wants you to text her.
Please.
Tress wants you to text her at 972-387-4600. You can call us there. You can text us there. We will get your information and we'll answer your questions here on the air. Can you get a cashback refinance or a home equity loan and pay off your debts? Hey, credit card rates have not fallen. Credit card rates have continued to go up. And mortgage rates have gone down to 2% since where they were last year. And in November, that's when they started going down.
You know, when you get that dreaded letter in the mail that says changes to your account. That's the first thing it says at the top.
Yeah.
Then you know.
And what they says, it says in small letters, the executives of our company want to raise, so we're increasing your interest rate on your credit card. The good thing about a mortgage, if you get a fixed rate, though, it's going to stay the same, and the amount of interest you pay goes down as your principal goes down. So you can call us up here, and we can answer your questions. I am Kevin Miller, owner, CEO of TexasLending.com. If you're tuning in for the first time, we've been marketing here in Dallas for 20 years now. 20 years, we've been incorporated for 18. We have been through the thick and the thin and all the things in between. Tress, you've been doing the shows with us for, 5 years? I don't even know how long you've been.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
I think like four.
4 years. But you know what? You're the thing that makes the world go round because we're doing a bunch of old hairy men that get on the air here and talk about mortgages. And you get to be free during the week. You don't have to work on mortgages.
I know, right? I work on everything else in my life.
And you come in here with your pleasantries and you help people answer their questions with your text at 972-387-4600. Then we're here with Uncle Bubba.
Yeah.
What's going on, Uncle Bubba?
Oh, well, I know there all the texts about my health last week, you know, because I was really horse-y.
You were congested.
I have walking pneumonia.
Oh,
really?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Is that contagious?
No.
The good news is you walk slow, so it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere fast.
As long as it's not running pneumonia.
Just walking around, you know.
Bless your
heart. It doesn't really affect anything except your breathing and your...
energy levels?
Energy levels.
Yeah.
Shortness of breath, you know, those kind of things. But
wow.
Hey, going to Jamaica this week, so that'll cure it, I'm sure.
Surely.
Call us. Call us. You can get live on the air here on The Fan. You can be on The Fan at 877-881-1053. Or you can text us at 972-387-4600. So what do these low rates mean for you? How can you save the most money? People ask these questions all the time. Should I pay a point? Hear about that question. What's the difference between my APR and my rate? Mm-hmm. Are closing costs really necessary?
Those are loaded questions.
How long can I lock my rate for? If I'm self-employed, can I get a loan? If I can't document my income, can I get paid in cash? We can answer these questions for you here. Ask us anything. If we don't know the answer, we'll make it up. You won't know the difference, and we'll all be happy and have a good day. Let's enjoy these last few warm days, right?
Warm days. The temperature was like 72 this morning. It was so cool when I left the house. I was like, where am I?
It's going to be 75 on Monday. High.
Like the high.
A high.
I know. Yes.
Just like that. 20 degrees gone. Bam.
I need to find my hoodies.
It's like interest rates can go bam. I need to refinance right now. Right?
It's awesome.
Yeah. So we have all text lines open at 972-387-4600. Make sure you text early and often. We'll be happy to answer your questions for you. What things are affecting the world right now? What things are affecting the rates? You've seen all this news out there. And I've talked in this show before, and we have people out there that work for financiers, and they work for financial advisors, and they work for economists or economists. And I can tell you this. You know what? I look at the future, and I have to look at the future to run the company. And I have to kind of get an idea what's coming and what things are what things get said that cause mortgage rates to move up and down. Mm-hmm. In the greater scheme of the world, tweets by Donald Trump are not going to have an impact on the world, right?
But speaking of Donald Trump, what about the impeachment inquiries that are happening?
Yeah, and so, you know, people have their finger on a button, and based on what people say and what things come out on the propaganda networks, all of them, right? Yep. Everything's propaganda these days. And so whatever comes out there, it has an effect on the things that are in the immediate. See, this is intraday stuff. What do I mean by this? The long-term goal of the Fed is to keep the stability of the dollar, right? They want to manage the dollar and the value of the dollar, make sure it's stable and these kind of things. And so they're going to do what they're going to do. But other people are going to do what they're going to do. And I have friends, for example, and they say...
You have friends?
I only run out of money, so I'm only going to have them for much longer. So you got to pay for my friends. So, but the thing is that I have friends who say, you know, with all this nonsense going on, the election year coming up, you have, 12 months before the election. And so... they're saying, like, I kind of want to get out of things. I want to get out of stocks, is what they say, because I don't know what's going to happen. This is too much, you know,
much risk.
Too much risk. And so when they talk about this, yeah, I mean, there are people that do things for an effect. And there are certain people that say things that have an impact on the intraday movement of rates. And, oh, they said this. Oh, they say, hey, they're going to come to an agreement with China on tariffs. Oh, great. And all of a sudden the mortgage rates go up. Oh, there's not good news right now on the tariff thing, and we'll see mortgage rates go down. And so people are pushing buttons, right? And they have algorithms that are going in based on good news, bad news, sentiment, things like this. And so in the long scheme of things, these things aren't going to be important, but it's when someone's going to lock their rate on Tuesday morning and the rate just moved up 0.8%. Or the rate went down 0.8% based on people's feelings. These are the things that are affecting you, the consumer, when you go into lock your rate. Why does it affect you?
Feeling.
Well, let me tell you what affects
you. Nothing more than feelings.
When they made the Dodd-Frank Act a few years ago, it put a lot of regulations on mortgage companies. Mm-hmm. And so when we quote you something, it stands. And if you don't lock it right then and there, we have to redisclose to you, and then you have to sign off on it on any change, right? And so that's good. That's good for the consumer. You're always in the know. However, when these things are going on intraday, it really has an effect because we have to resend you paperwork, and we have to, you know, you have to do the work twice. And so that's the kind of things that are going on right now. Mortgage rates have always moved; they move around. We didn't always have access to them by the minute, by the second. We can see the market moving by the second. So these things affect the rate we quote you. They're affecting what your closing costs are. Because if the rates move up, then it might cost you an extra couple hundred dollars in closing costs if you want the same rate, right? Or if the rates go down, we can do it for less closing costs. So anyway. Call us.
It's all relative.
Call us.
We can be your relative.
972-387-4600. 972-387-4600 to text us with your questions about a home loan.
Yes.
Maybe you want to buy a home. The home purchase market in Dallas is hot. It seems everyone's moving here. Everyone's getting away from the high tax states. They're moving to Texas. Corporations are coming.
There's
the tollways. The tollways are getting thicker with cars.
Do you see the massive apartment complex they're building down at Beltline and Midway, where the old
one across the
Sam's used to be?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Everything is being built, and you know, the closer you are to town, the more valuable things are getting. The more valuable things are getting all over Texas. It's not that way everywhere in the country. Things have slowed down in certain parts of the world, but in Dallas-Fort Worth, home values keep going up. And so we're seeing home values on average purchase alone about $240,000, where just a few years ago it was $170,000. And that was, I could say that was six years ago. And so we're seeing home value inflation in Dallas-Fort Worth still below the national average. Make sure you call TexasHoney.com for your home purchase loan. We have a home purchase team here, Tress, and we want to talk about that.
Okay.
Let's talk about it.
Do it.
We used to have loan officers that worked on purchases, refinances, home equity loans. And so if you wanted to get your home purchase approved, they were working on someone else's refinance, right? They were thinking about other things. But now we have split up our company into a home purchase team and a home refinance team. So our home purchase team has dedicated processors, loan officers, team managers who are focused on getting you pre-approved and getting your loan closed on time. And it's worked out great. Everyone's get happy. Our approval ratings are through the roof. It's a roof.
A roof.
Yeah. So
roof.
the home purchase team is fantastic. We give you a free pre-approval. Prior to you searching for a home, it's all free. We get you pre-qualified. Not only get you pre-qualified, we look at your information. We get it to an underwriter. We pre-qualify your information, pre-approve it through an underwriter. So we give you a pre-approval letter so that when you do get a contract, you can close in as fast as 10 days. Because we've already got the other stuff approved. Once you get that contract, all we're going to need is a survey, title insurance, homeowner's insurance, and appraisal. That's pretty much everything we're going to. We're going to get a couple other things, but for you, you know, you can get that thing done pretty quickly once we get you pre-approved. So call us for your home purchase loan at Dallas-Fort Worth. We have great rates. We're beating builders all the time. We beat those companies with branches all the time. There's all kinds of people that work together out there to get as much money out of you as possible. TexasLending.com is trying to save you some money. So make sure you call us, 972-387-4600. Mm. All right.
It's almost time to go to a break.
It is time to go to a break. The text lines are here for you. You can text us now at 972-387-4600. That's how you text us.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The same number that you can call at TexasLending.com. Mortgage rates have fallen back near their all-time lows. They went up a little bit, a little blip up. You're going to read by Wednesday. That's when they start reporting the mortgage rates. You're going to see the mortgage application data come out. They'll announce it on the business world and the business channels and the business internet. They're going to say mortgage rates fall, refinances rebound. Because mortgage rates have fallen in the last week, and they've fallen pretty quickly here. We have some really good rates for you on your refinances, your cash back refinances, your home equity loans. And we have fantastic rates on our purchases. It's not just rates. It's everything here at TexasLending.com. We've increased our service. Our processing staff has doubled to make sure we can manage this for you and get your loans done quickly. Call us today, 972-387-4600. Tress, we have to take a break, right?
We do.
When we come back, we're going to share with Tress and Bubba.
Yeah.
Find out what's going on in their lives and how it's going to help you get your home loan done.
We're
going to start answering your texts. Get them in during the break. We're coming back for more on the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Or disappear into the putter's ground.
All right.
when the man comes around.
We're here. We are here with
Johnny Cash.
Oh, I got to listen to this.
I thought that was the rate lock guy.
All right. It's a beautiful Saturday morning. Great day to tune up some Johnny Cash on your Spotify, on your YouTube, on
iTunes.
Your pull out an old cassette tape, pull out an old record player, and listen to some Johnny Cash today.
Cassette tapes.
We love to drive down the road, and my son Nathan, he has been indoctrinated to everything from the 1940s through the 1980s.
Awesome.
You can always listen to the 90s and all the you can hear all the other stuff.
You know, the 90s is...
He doesn't like the 90s.
I don't either.
He goes, Dad, don't play the 90s. I hate the 90s.
it had some good stuff.
He's a music connoisseur.
He is. And so his uncle tried to stump him. He came to town. He started, hey, you know who this is? And he goes, yeah, this is this. And so he knows all the he knows
his journey from Chicago.
He does. And so, but he had never heard of Willie Nelson, and he didn't know who Johnny Cash. So we're driving to tournaments. We played last week. It was Johnny Cash and it was Willie Nelson on the way back from Houston.
Does he know who Neil Diamond is?
He does know who Neil Diamond is.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
And so
Sweet Caroline.
You know, it's pretty sad. We have a rate lock department, and we have a rate lock department. I was walking by a few months ago, and I was in the car, and I was listening to a song from the Monkees. I said, I walked by, and I said, "Who's your favorite Monkees? What's your favorite Monkees song?" She goes, "Do what?" I said, "Who are the Monkees?" She goes, "Who are the Monkees?
Who are the Monkees?"
And I named the song. She goes, "I never heard of the band. I never heard of any of their songs." Now, granted, this person is 30 years younger than me. And I was
painful.
Like...
Painful. It's painful.
It was painful. And only when I played a song that she had heard on Shrek did she...
You know, it's so funny. My husband and I, we play Elton John. We have like several of his albums and stuff. And my stepdaughter, who is 25, the only song she knows, every time she hears a song, she knows, oh, that's from this movie. Oh, that's from The Lion King. Oh, that's from this movie.
Well, you know, Nathan loves... There's some bands he loves. He loves... AC/DC. He loves Journey. He loves Queen.
Good taste.
He loves Elton John. He's like, damn, man, this Elton John's really good.
Is he like Iron Maiden?
You know, we haven't got that deep. You know, we're still going over the essentials.
Okay.
I don't know if Iron Maiden is essential. Iron Man. Maybe when you're 16, Iron Man. When you're 12, Iron Maiden is not essential.
Okay.
But when you're 16, it might be.
I introduced my kids to Iron Maiden when they were like in their preteens, and they loved
All right.
Jeff
introduced me to them.
Well, we are
a mortgage company.
Receiving text at 972-387-4600. You can call us at 877-881-1053, the fan. All right, Tress, we do have a quick question.
We do. I know the answer to this one. How long must I wait to refinance a cashback to conventional? I refinanced 4 months ago at 4.7, and I saw the current rates are in the low threes with all these awful crying faces.
Gary Alexander.
1 year, 12 months. I have several people that are waiting to do the exact same thing. And that the nice thing is it used to be a cash out was a cash out, so you were subject to cash out rates. But after 1 year, you can go to the best rate and term refinance rates your credit allows.
Now listen. They used to be when you got a cash back or a home equity loan in Texas, when you refinance the loan and try to refinance at lower rate, you are still refinancing it back to a cashback loan. Cashback loans in Texas have higher rates. Fannie Mae passes along what they call loan level price adjustments. They pass these loan level price adjustments on for cash outs that are not passed on for other loans, which causes your rate to be higher. How can you get, so if you have a cash out or a home equity loan and you want to get a lower rate, you have two benefits right now. Rates have dropped. So if you did want to get more cash, you can still refinance and get a lower rate if you had than what you had last year.
Cha-ching.
The other thing is, if you want to take that from a cash back to a regular conventional refinance, the rates are lower for those because there's no loan level price adjustments that they put on cash outs that they don't put on regulars. So this person wants to go from a cash back to a conventional.
Mm-hmm.
And he's at 4.7. And not only can he get it to a lower rate once he waits a few more months, Here's my view of the world. I don't think rates are going to go up anytime soon, unless there is something, some international event that happens that is just a catastrophe, right? That would cause things to go crazy, haywire. But Trumpy needs to do a couple things before the election, for his benefit, while there's other people doing things for their benefit. And for him, he's going to say, well, I need to get some positive things out of this China deal. I got to come to an agreement, and that will probably he'll probably do that before the election so that he can get a bump, right? And so on the other side of things, if they have this other stuff going on, then that can cause some other havoc. I don't see rates really moving up before the election. As a matter of fact, they're talking about the Federal Reserve dropping rates. They're talking about weakening the dollar a little bit to boost world economy. And so there's a lot of sentiment out there that rates are going to be low for a little bit here. So if you do have to wait 8 more months, this is basically for the person that texted us.
Right.
So this is for you saying, hey, you within 8 months, the rates should still be lower than they were when you got that loan. You could probably go to a conventional loan and save a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And even consider a 20-year loan. Because they can, if they, that person can end up in the threes somewhere with a 20-year loan. Maybe you have a loan 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you got a loan last year and you're at 5.5. You might be able to get that in the threes, mm-hmm. and drop 9 years off it. Go to a 20-year loan. You drop 9 years off your mortgage with a similar payment. And that's possible right now for a lot of you. Because if you have a loan of $240,000, which is the average purchase price right now, the average purchase loan that we're doing, and you can save just 1% on your rate, that is $200 a month in interest. That's how much money you're going to save in interest every month if you have a rate that's 1% lower on $240,000.
That's something.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. And so $100 a month, that's $200 a month on $240,000. And so if you can go from 5.5 to 3.5, you might save $400 a month in interest. That over a year is near $5,000 in your pocket for doing all kinds of fun things. You can pay for a parking spot 1 weekend at a Cowboys game for $400.
Really?
Imagine what you can
gosh.
Do. I mean, how that savings.
What an investment
that
is.
Or you could
is.
Buy a smart TV and you could watch it on all the games.
And save it, and yeah.
Save
it. So. They sent a follow-up text. They say, you the man. Thanks.
We the people. 972-387-4600. 972-387-4600. You can text us there. Just start texting away unless you're driving down the road.
Yeah, do not text and drive.
Yes, that's it's hard to shave and eat and text at the same time. So don't text and drive. Make sure you
pull
make
over.
Sure. I always see Bubba shaving his legs when he's driving down the road. Hey, we're here answering your questions. Make sure you get in touch with us. Call our office. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. Tress.
Kevin.
What's going on in your world?
Oh, you know, lots and lots.
Where have you been lately?
You know,
because we've been everywhere, man.
Have you been to Ding Dong, Texas?
I've hung out with Gary. Wherever Gary is Ding Dong, Texas.
It's so funny. So my hubby and I, we went on a trek to find Ding Dong, Texas. It shows up on Google Maps, but it doesn't show up on Apple Maps, which is quite intriguing. So we were like, what's up with that? So we went. It turns out it's near Killeen, Texas. Mm-hmm. And but we almost didn't find it. I mean, GPS kind of misled us, ended up on the service road with a bunch of houses. And I was like, I don't think this is it. So we drove a little bit further down the highway and there's this building. It's a convenience store with a little Tex-Mex cafe. And it says Ding Dong, Texas on it. It's like, we found it. But it's like, that's the only building. And then there's one other building behind it. It's a volunteer fire department station that says Ding Dong, Texas on it. And that's it. The rest of what used to be Ding Dong, Texas has now been absorbed by the city of Killeen. But they had a 2000 and a 1990 census that showed they had a population of 22. Now, there's no 2010 census for them, which leads me to believe that they are no longer really considered a town. But
that's a lot of information that, you know what? You just saved people a long trip.
Yeah.
I know, right?
And I'm all about it.
Yeah. It's at the corner of Texas Highway 195 and FM 2670, if you want to go there.
If you want to go.
And you can buy a T-shirt at the convenience store that says Ding Dong, Texas. And we did. We bought two.
You'll learn it only here on the TexasLending.com mortgage
show. Is there a hotel there?
There is not a hotel. You have to stay in Killeen. We stayed in Georgetown.
All right. Killeen, a growing town, a happy place to live. Call us, 972-387-4600 for your home purchase loan, your home refinance loan, your reverse mortgage.
Yes.
Maybe you want to FHA streamline refinance. We have some of the lowest refinance rates in the state of Texas, and rates have dropped again. Things were so hot and heavy last month, about a month and a half ago, and rates had just fallen, and then they went up a little bit. They're falling again, and they're right back down to where they were a month and a half ago. Rates are back to their all-time lows. Call us, apply online, texaslending.com. Trash, you have questions?
I think we have time for this one. What's the best option for me? I'm a first-time home buyer with a 680 credit score. I'm looking to buy my first distressed home.
Okay, All right.
Ooh, that sounds like a challenge.
Yes, maybe they're... Maybe they're a fan of.
You have 30 seconds
teams.
Before break. Do we want to answer this question when we
Yes,
back?
I do. No, I want to answer now.
I mean, a distressed home sounds like it's something that he wants to buy and fix up, is what it sounds like to me.
A fixer upper.
So I'll tell you what.
You have to have deep pockets.
A couple things. Were you born with a hammer in your hand? Because if you were not born with a hammer in your hand, if you don't.
This is not what you want to do.
This is not what you want to do, man. Because you know what? I thought, hey, I bought a home 18 years ago, 17. I said, man, I'm going to fix up this home. I'm going to tear it down. And, you know, I'd rather eat lint than do half the things I got to do to fix up a home. So if you are one of those people who does not wake up in the morning and dream about spackling and you,
Chip
distress,
and Joanna, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dream about them.
Now. Your distressed home, if you are that person and you are persuaded to tear things apart and put them back together, you might be able to do that with 680 score. If it's below 680, FHA has got better rates than all the other loans. If you're a veteran, a VA is a great option for you. But with a 680 score, once you get under 680 on conventional loans, your rates go up pretty dramatically. Yeah. But on an FHA loan, you could be at 680, you could be at 710, your rates can be the same. There's not even a hit for FHA loans on a rate between 680 and 710. So you need to know that. FHA is fantastic for you. It's just who's insuring it. It's either a conventional loan insurance or HUD insurance, the Department of Housing and Urban Development. There is no connotation to either one. It's just you have a VA insurance, insured by the VA. You have a HUD insurance. There's USDA insurance. If you live in the country, there's USDA loans. And so this person, I think FHA is a great idea for them. If they're buying a distressed home that needs a fixer-upper, if it's not all complete and you can't get a loan on it because it's 30% destroyed,
there is
a loan for that. There's a loan for that. And that loan is called a home style renovation loan. You can buy a home on the home style renovation loan. And you need to have a company or a bank that has a construction division. And they'll have five or six people in that department who manage the construction. TexasLending.com does not have a construction department or a construction division. For the home style renovation loan, make sure you text us at 9. Well, we'll text them back. We'll text you back a couple of places you can try for a home-style renovation loan. If that home is partially destroyed, it needs to be fixed, or it's not. It was halfway built, and then the builder went out of business. There is a loan for that. We can help you, and we'll text you. But make sure you call TexasLending.com or text us now for your questions at 972-387-4600. If you want marriage advice, don't text us.
Don't text us.
We are the wrong people to be asking that question for. So we're going to take a break right now. And we'll come back for some more Johnny Cash on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, 105.3 The Fan. All right.
We walk the line.
Did you guys ever watch that documentary in the country by Ken Burns? No, but
have it all recorded, and I'm going to.
It's the greatest thing. It is so great. You know, there's it's 8 hours or something like this. Actually, there's 8 episodes that are 2 hours long.
Right.
Something like this.
Really?
And it's great.
Something to binge watch, for sure.
Yes.
Wow.
Like, I might take it on this afternoon since I'm going to be down the mountain.
Gotcha. All right.
Or maybe football.
So anyway, we are talking about your home loans here. We have texts available. You can text us for your questions. Can you refinance? Is it worth it for you to refinance? How much money can you save? If you text us your home value, your credit score, and how much you owe on your home, we can give you an idea of what rate you can be and how much money you can save here on the air on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Maybe if you tell us how much money you make in your credit score, we can tell you what kind of down payment and what kind of home you can qualify for on a home purchase. We can tell you how much cash you can get out if you want to get a home equity loan. We can give you an idea. Make sure you call us. It's pumpkin hunting season out there right now. You might need to get a home equity loan to go out there and buy the, is it the magic pumpkin? Is that what they were? Who, what was the
big great pumpkin?
The great pumpkin.
Charlie Brown.
The great pumpkin.
I know.
That's
that was
right.
One of my favorites.
Or if you want to go house hunting, maybe you need to have house hunting credentials. Do you have a house hunting license?
Is it house hunting season?
You need a license for hunting everything else.
That's
why not?
That's what right? pre-approval
That's for. What a pre-approval letter is. It's your license to go out there and hunt for a home with knowing that you're safe, knowing that you're protected from other people that are out there trying to take your home from you. Call us at 972-387-4600, texaslending.com. Hey, we had someone text us earlier. They were a first-time home buyer buying a distressed home. Maybe one of your things that you have in your home is a pool. I'll tell you what. How many of you, I have tiles falling off my pool. The tiles are falling off. They've been falling off for years helplessly because I am not a, I look at the tile and I just want to give up, right? So I just go, no, not tile. And so,
Is that expensive to repair?
It's going to take someone to get in there, an expert to get in there with a tile and fix it all up. I need all this work on my pool. One of our friends, call Mr. Ivy, John Ivy with Robertson Pools at 972-393-2884.
Aha.
972-393-2884.
Just ask for the dude.
They build pools. They remodel pools. They make repairs on pools. They do weekly maintenance on pools. They go swimming in your pool when you're not looking. Call them. Robertson Pools, 972-393-2884. The sexiest pool fixer-uppers in town.
They built my pool.
Make sure you call John, Robertson Pools. And that was just because we go golf with John. We golf with John. I said, John, we'll throw out a shout-out to you guys. Give me some information. What do you want us to say?
Nice.
He left out the
and
thing.
And he told you to say the sexiest.
There's certain things. Creative license. There's certain things that you have to do to make pool fixing upping more funner.
Appealing?
Yes. All right. Call him. 972-393-2884. We're here talking the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show about your home mortgage. I know that there's other fun things to do on Saturday mornings, like get ready and tailgate for college football.
Right. I don't do that, but other people do.
Do you mean you're in TCU colors? I thought you were going to the game or something, you know?
It's
the same purple.
We have the Cowgirls playing tomorrow, and they are...
they're not very good against the Packers.
We'll see. It's a different team. It's a different year. It's a different era.
Aaron Rodgers is 6-2 against the
Cowboys. They're used to cold weather and cheese up there, and it's going to be nice and hot down here tomorrow. They can't deal with that.
Yeah, you're right.
They're going to sweat them to death.
They're going to cramp up.
We are and that is your football commentary for the week on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Now, text us 972-387-4600. Maybe you are at 5% on your home loan. Maybe you want to get that thing on a home equity loan. You say, but I want to drop my rate and get a home equity. You can do that today at TexasLending.com. Rates have fallen this week. See, there was a couple weeks ago, they had one up. In 1 week, they went up 0.5%.
Yeah.
But they've come back down 0.4%. They're only 0.1% higher than their all-time lows. 0.1% higher than they've ever been. So the last time they got down here, I said, you got to be quick about this. On Monday, someone could say something or tweet something, or someone could be, you know, kind of crazy things go on. Tress.
Okay, so Gary had said he was answering somebody's question last week, and they were wondering about a cashback refinance. But Gary was like, you know what, even if you don't qualify for a cashback refinance and you just want to do a term and rate refinance.
Rate and term.
Yeah, you know.
Disclaimer, Tress is not from the mortgage business. She is here for her pleasant voice and personality. Thank you very much.
That they can possibly...
it can't be term and rate.
Yeah. Thank you. So that they could, because of the time of year that it is, because of taxes and escrow, that they could possibly still get money back from their escrow.
When we close in your home loan, we're going to collect your taxes at closing, and we're going to pay them off. When you do refinance in Texas, you're typically going to miss a house payment after you close. Great time of year to do it. If you close here in October, you can still apply and close in October. If you do that in October, then you would not have a house payment in November. Mm-hmm. If you close in November, you will not have a house payment at Christmas. This is not for short-term stuff. This is
That's
for long-term stuff. But there are some benefits in the short term of getting your home loan closed, getting some stuff rolled in at these low rates, saving yourself a ton of money. Let's say you haven't saved up money for your taxes this year. You can refinance and roll them into your loan. It's not a cash-out refinance to roll your taxes and insurance into your loan amount.
Boom.
That is not a cash-out refinance.
Yep.
And with these low rates, you might be able to set your family up for long-term stability. Some of you are moving jobs. Some of you are moving spouses. Some of you are moving situations. Some of you are just moving here. You can call TexasLending.com. We've been around for a long time. Texans serving Texans. Dallas-Fort Worthians serving Dallas-Fort Worthians. And we're happy to help you. 972-387-4600. That's how you text us. That's how you text us. Text us now. We'll answer your question on the air here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We have a question coming in. We might need some time during the break because this is a this is something that is beyond the understanding of most people out there.
Yeah.
But we can answer the question here. Go ahead and answer the question, Tress.
Okay, how about read the question?
Go ahead and answer the question.
You answer it. No one knows the answer, but go ahead and answer it.
Yeah, I'll do that. Please explain the details of a 1031 exchange.
Oh my God,
can the funds be split and reinvested in different properties? Please explain. I've never even heard of a 1031 exchange.
We'll first explain what it is, and then we'll answer the question after it.
After the break.
Yes. So there are certain situations when you're, especially in investment properties, where you, when you sell the property, you make money on it. And you'll get taxed on that. Hmm. Okay. There are certain situations where you'll get taxed on the profit you make on the sale of a home.
Hmm.
And so a 1031 exchange is when you reinvest that money into another property, you can avoid some taxes. So we're going to talk about the what you can do with a 1031 exchange.
Yes.
We're also going to recommend you talk to your tax accountant as well. But in terms of home loans, we can talk to you a little bit when we come back. We're going to take that break now, and we'll answer that question about a 1031 exchange also. Ask your questions through this text number, 972-387-4600. You don't have to call a loan officer and get all nervous. You can call us. We'll make you nervous right here on the air. Just keep listening. Certain things we say and certain things that Bubba does makes everyone nervous. We're going to come back for more on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Good night.
All right. This is what's going to happen when the Packers come down here to Texas.
Ring of fire, baby.
They're falling into a ring of fire. Yeah, and the ring of honor. We're here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show sharing with you all the blessings of getting a home loan in Dallas, Texas.
Would you classify that song as a campfire song?
I don't know, Bubba.
Sure.
Or a ring of
fire.
I'd
give that a campfire.
But I can tell you what. We have to get to these questions. You're starting to text like crazy right now.
Wow.
We have loan officers here at the office. They're here on Saturday. The hardest working loan officers in the business are the people that work on Saturday. They're here all week, then they're here on Saturday. That's one of the reasons for our success. I just gave away all of our secrets because we're here on Saturday when you're out purchasing a home, when you need a pre-approval letter. We're here getting you cash outs and refis when your kids, you don't got to drop your kids off at school. We have loan officers here now. You can call them now throughout the day, 972-387-4600. Text us that, or you can also apply online. The question earlier was about a 1031 exchange. They want to know, this is about investment properties. When you sell investment properties and you make profit, you're going to get taxed for capital gains unless you reinvest the money.
Hmm.
You can do a 1031 exchange by exchanging the profit you make by reinvesting it into other properties, all right? The properties you invest in have to be of equal or greater value than the property that you just sold. Okay, there's other rules. You can invest it in multiple properties. You have to identify those properties within 45 days of the sale of the previous property.
Ah. Oh.
And it has to be culminated. The purchase of the new properties have to be finished within 180 days of the sale of the other property to avoid being taxed. When that property is sold, the cash can't go to you. If you're the investor selling a property, you can't get the cash. It has to go to an intermediary. They manage the money, and they give it to the seller of the other properties. You can invest in vacant land. You can invest in commercial property. You can move it in into a real or a residential property. There's all kinds of things you can do. We are not tax advisors. We are not accountants. This is just giving you ideas of what you can do with for buying and what kind of properties you can buy.
Exchange.
That's a 1031 exchange. Call us for your home purchase loans. If you want to refinance, purchase, call us for your investment properties, texaslending.com, 972-387-4600. Trust, you are overloaded with texts.
We are. Lightning round. Good morning. I would like to know what I can qualify for in the amount of a home purchase. I have a credit score of 710 to 740, depending on credit card usage. I am self-employed. I have an LLC business. My wife and I run the office, and we show pay of about $80,000 combined. But once again, we are self-employed. And we can do bank statements. My name is Enrique Vasquez. Hello, Enrique. We also have two family members combined income as well of $25,000.
Okay, so if their family members are going to buy with them, that's why Enrique might have put that out there. But $80,000, it says what they have combined. If they can't show it through tax returns, because we have a lot of friends.
Yes.
Bubba, you see it all the time. What kind of problems?
I see it all the time. Well, the biggest problem is going to be is, yes, you may maybe make $80,000, but what does your business show
on your tax returns?
Yeah, on your tax return show that you made money, that the business made money.
Because we got to do two things: we got to document your we got to document your personal tax returns. That's your adjusted gross income. We have to document your business is making money. If it's losing money, that's a problem. However, there are the bank statement loans. You can do a bank statement loan where we can document your income as your monthly installments into your bank into your bank account. So we do have those options available for you here.
He just needs to call today.
Yes. 972-387-4600. Call us now.
All right. Next up. This person has a Credit Karma credit score of 633 and 650. They make $6,000 a month, and they're interested in purchasing their first home. Is that something that's doable for
them? Yeah. So they sent us a snapshot of their credit score through the text. It's got two of the credit scores. We're going to use three. There's Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. And he sent us a couple of them. With the credit score being where this person's is, their credit score is, well, the lower of the two is 630. That qualifies for conventional. It qualifies for VA.
FHA.
It qualifies for FHA. Your best rate will be on FHA. You can get 3.5% down with a fantastic rate on FHA. You'll probably get a rate in the threes on your home purchase. A 30-year fix in the threes on an FHA home purchase loan.
Okay.
We saw those things as low as 3.5. You can probably get an FHA loan in the mid to upper threes right now on a home purchase with TexasHoney.com. That's about 0.5% lower than most banks and builder lenders.
Okay, next up. My house is free and clear. I need to take out money to pay off debt. The house is worth about $150,000. How much can I take out?
Gary.
120. 80% of the value, depending on credit and income. You know, assets and stuff like that.
Yeah, and your credit score.
Credit score.
Okay.
Now, this person, they said it's worth 150 for everyone out there. On Texas, you can get home equity out of your home up to 80% of the value of the property. So $120,000 is how much money they can take out on a home equity loan. As a matter of fact, if they get to take a loan lower than 120, their rate will be higher. The smaller your loan amount gets, especially under 120, your rate will go up. So if you're getting a loan of 120, you'll get the better rate. If you get a loan of 80,000, you'll have a higher rate.
Right. Okay, next up. Are closing costs the same for refinance and purchasing?
Typically not. As a matter of fact, we'll have different closing costs for depending on different kind of loan situations. For example, we can't charge closing costs on VA loans. So you're not going to have closing costs. It's rolled into the rate, right? We still have the cost. But you're still have fantastic rates on VA. You're also getting rates in the threes on VA. We're seeing VA streamlines in the low threes right now.
The big difference between purchase and refinance closing costs is the seller typically pays the title policy and the survey.
Yeah, so, and on a refinance, you're going to pay your own title insurance. That could be thousands of dollars.
Yes.
On a home purchase, typically the seller pays the title insurance policy, like he said, and the survey. Those are kind of things that the seller will pay for. So they will pick up some of those costs. And
the biggest cost in a purchase is the prepaid.
And the last thing, you can negotiate, if you want to have zero closing costs, you can negotiate that and you'll have a higher rate because the costs that we have to pay for are real. And so we can just take a higher rate and low costs, right?
Okay, yep. Moving on. I have a 529 credit score. I make $2,700 monthly. No car payment. I'm on dialysis. First-time home buyer. What and how do I need to get my credit to a place where I can buy a house?
You're at 529 right now. If you get your score up just 40 points, you can buy a house. But you're going to probably need 20% down if you're at 560. To get a conventional loan or an FHA or a VA loan, consider getting your credit score up 100 points to get yourself a decent loan. And how do you do that? If you don't have any good credit, place a couple hundred dollars in a bank account. Oh, we're out of time. We're out of time just like that. That went so fast. We're out of time. We got to go. We don't even have time to say goodbye. We'll see you next week on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.